I just started traveling recently, man, last 3 years. I never left the East Coast until 3 years ago. So, you know, I know countries. I know you don't like America. I know. And I didn't know why until I started traveling. We're arrogant. We don't know the name of your president, you know. I tell you how arrogant I was. I'm so arrogant, I refer to people in their own country as foreigners. When I'm visiting you, I act like you're visiting me. When are you foreigners gonna learn how to cook a steak? What is this language you're speaking here in Japan? I hate traveling.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this broadcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the homemade broadcast.
The what podcast?
The homemade broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade broadcast.
The homemade podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here got homemade.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1. It
is the homemade broadcast, Radio St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com, HMBRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're getting your podcasts. You can find this here program. I am your host, Will Kuntz. Welcome back to another edition. Great turnout at the open mic last week at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue. We had a fun time. It was packed, finally. We went through a little lull where, not really, it was just not as packed as it was previous times, but that all stopped this past week. I forget who won. Victoria took home the $50. She always goes by one name. I don't know what her last name is, but she took home the $50. John Jacobs from MTV was there. He was on the program probably about 6 months ago now. He's back from LA. I think he's coming in within the next few weeks. Hopefully, maybe even Saturday. I don't know. What else happened? I guess that's about it. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out why I Love the Burg is named Sly Bar one of the top 15 businesses to watch in 2015. Joe and Lauren, terrific gentlemen down there. Go see them, even if there's not an open mic. Just go in and say, hey, I want a beer. Will said he'll buy it for me. Don't do that. I don't have any money, and I'm poor. But go see them, 2061 Central Avenue, slybar.com, and Angelo's. Angelo's provides the pizza at the open mics. People seem to enjoy it. They got some, I never get a piece of it ever, but that's okay because I'm gluten-free now. It's not true. I eat gluten all the time, and I enjoy it. But you can find them, 536 First Avenue North, the best URL in the history of URLs, stpizza.com. Go check them out. And the next open mic will be the 27th of October, every second and fourth Tuesday. I did some live broadcasting out of there just from a cell phone app. You can do it now. It's amazing. And the phones are good enough that the microphone suits its purpose. It just, I guess, uses the speakerphone. And you talk into it, and you can broadcast to the whole wide world from your pocket. It is truly amazing. So this week, we have a couple of young men in here. They had to suffer through the intro. Sorry, guys. But we got Chase Ingram, who was drafted by the Mets this past year. I don't know if it's... Was it 2014, 2015? I'll ask him in a second. And Marcus, I'm going to butcher your name. You just told me Crescentini. Nailed it. Yes. And he was selected by the Dodgers in that same draft. What's up, fellas? How are y'all doing?
How you doing?
Welcome to the show. You got to really suck on those mics because they're pretty bad quality.
All right.
That's much better. I'm fine. How are you guys? Thanks for coming in.
Doing real good. Thanks for having us out.
Shannon Kelly's here as well.
There she is.
What's up?
What are you doing, Shannon?
I'm just hanging out over here.
You got to suck on that mic.
I'm sucking on the mic.
Get closer.
There it is.
Nope. That's
there
good.
It is.
That's perfect. Ooh, that is perfect is. Right Blue. There. Shannon is Chase's sister, older sister. And Shannon also was on the program a bunch of times in the early days. One of my favorite podcasts that I ever did was driving to the improv for your first time doing comedy.
I forgot about that.
That was a good one.
I remember us talking about the shop, which I just recently closed, but we did do that. That was one of your very first podcasts.
I think it was the most interactive podcast that I ever did on the road. It was interesting. We talked about a lot of stuff. I remember you saying afterwards that you were uncomfortable with how much information you released.
Correct, because once this thing gets big, we're gonna have to make that.
It's gonna be trouble.
Somewhere.
Do you want to? If you want, you can move this arm thing so you can get it. So you don't have to lean in so much.
Look at that.
See
that?
That same thing for you boys. Feel free. So what's up, guys? Major League Baseball players living out your dream right now.
Yeah, well, we were really honored. I mean, at least I know I was, for the Dodgers to take me, and I had a really good first year, so I'm definitely excited to go back and join the offseason that I do have, but definitely ready to get back to it.
Is it A-ball you guys are playing in right now?
Yes. Well, it was advanced rookie ball is where I was at. It's the first year. A lot of college guys go there. So.
Yeah.
Both of us were in rookie ball this year. Two different leagues, though. I was in Appalachian League, and he was in Pioneer League.
Yeah, Pioneer League.
What's the differences?
I was on the West Coast. My team was based out of Ogden, Utah, the Raptors. Ogden, Utah, yeah.
What the heck goes
it's
on
like
there?
It's 30 minutes away from Salt Lake City. And
okay. City's cool.
Yeah, Salt Lake City was nice, but, I mean, Ogden, Utah, not too much to do, which is good, though, you know. We traveled the whole West Coast, got all the way up to Colorado and Montana, and got to see some really pretty states, so that was cool.
So it's just different. They kind of separate it by coasts, basically.
Exactly, yeah, because New York Mets are, you know, obviously East Coast, and he's from the West Coast, so there's just two different leagues. Mm-hmm.
But you're at home. I mean, you're pretty close to home because the Mets are in Port Charlotte, right?
Port St. Lucie.
And
that's where the spring training is, and that's where the Gulf Coast League is actually at. There's two levels of rookie. And our rookie ball was in Tennessee. So,
okay.
Kingsport,
all right.
Yeah.
So what about the Dodgers are in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Arizona, yeah. We Camelback Ranch in Arizona. We'll share a complex with the White Sox. So you go over there for a couple weeks and try to make it an affiliate. So that's what we got to do in March.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So this was your first year wrapped up. Was it like a shortened I forgot to tell you guys, don't curse, too. I know you guys are two upstanding gentlemen and wouldn't dream of it, but I forgot to mention that beforehand.
PG.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That way I don't have to edit
this
thing.
My mom might watch this, too, so we got to keep it.
There you go. There you go. Clean. Wearing your Dodgers hat, looking strapping. Yeah, I like it, man.
I got to represent, you know.
That's right. You do.
Hey, we actually, in the playoffs right now, the Dodgers are playing the Mets, so
this
is a
deciding
game. So.
That's true. And tonight's game five, right?
Yeah, it is.
Game five.
It is.
Do you guys have
Greinke versus DeGrom, so it's going to be a good matchup, especially both being pitchers. You know, we like to sit back and
watch
some masters at work, as they say. So,
do you guys have like a little side bet going on right now?
Just kind of bragging rights, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, we watch a game for enjoyment, but we want to see good baseball. You know, that last series I just finished up with Toronto was really crazy, so we're hoping this last game, something like that.
Yeah, I kind of like this year's playoffs because it's not the Yankees. It's not the Red Sox. The Dodgers are in it, but the Dodgers really haven't gotten, far, right? They haven't been in the Worlds. They got into the playoffs.
And they got the Cubs.
Cubs. Yeah. Joe Madden. How about that, man?
Madden's probably one of the best coaches I would want to play for, you know. I mean, obviously, he's relaxed. You know, the way he goes about it seems like he's got it figured out, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy for him. I know a lot of people are mad at him about leaving the Rays, but what is he supposed to do? You got to make your money. You know, he's in demand. So I wish him the best, and I'm happy for him. He took that team first year and took him to the World Series, so I guess that really shows how great of a coach he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always wondered if coaching really had that much effect on it, because you got people that are – able, you got the best of the best playing professional baseball. How much does coaching go into that? Like, what can a good coach do for you as a player?
I mean, it goes far, mostly with, like, the atmosphere of, like, that he brings, too. I mean, you know, obviously most of what he's doing is making the lineup, which is, you know, obviously a big part. But, you know, what he brings to, like, the clubhouse and, like, what he talks about after the game, when you win, when you lose, when you're up, when you're down, you know, that kind of stuff matters a lot. And obviously, like, Madden's got a way of doing it that's been working.
Clearly. Yeah. Like I said, I'm happy for him. Everybody was ripping him apart this offseason, but I don't blame him. You know, everyone gets mad at professional athletes and stuff for making all this money. But I was thinking about it the other day. Now, this is billion-dollar leagues, right? I mean, Major League Baseball, NFL, NHL to a certain extent, and the NBA. If it doesn't go to the players, it's just going to go to the owners, right? Exactly. So, I mean, you got to distribute it somehow. It did get a little crazy, especially in the NFL, though, with the contracts that were going on. You know, guys getting $90 million coming out of college. I think Matthew Stafford signed the biggest one, and he got, like, guaranteed. I don't know if it was guaranteed, but a $90 million contract.
Something like that. Yeah, I didn't follow college football that well. I'm just strictly baseball. So yeah. I watch other sports for enjoyment. But
yeah, like you said, if it doesn't go to the players, it goes to the owners, and at least give it to the guys that are making everybody
making
watch
the
it,
money.
I guess.
Yeah,
know.
Totally. I agree.
I learned a lot since Chase got drafted, and the fact that they are they're away from their homes and their families, and it's like in rookie league, you're not living in that mansion, you're not, you know, out by the pool party, and every day it's a lot of hard work, and they don't get to see their families for months at a time. So I think there's something to be said for that too. I mean,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
You really have to enjoy baseball. I know I think Chase said he had 3 total off days. I mean, I had a stint where we had 26 games in a row, you know, with 10-hour bus rides after a game. You get in at 6 and 7 in the morning, and then it's all right, be at the field at 2. So, I mean, yeah, everybody wants to, you know, make that big money, so you just got to put in the work, you know. Yes. That's what's a little different about baseball, too, than other sports.
And I think that's why baseball players will typically make, well, I mean, they do make a little bit more money than all the other teams, mainly because they're the only team that's got the minor leagues where you gotta, when you get drafted, you're not going straight to that big team. You gotta go through 6 different minor league teams just to get to the big team. So I mean, when you get there, it is a little bit harder, you know, in rookie ball and single A and all that. It's not that glamorous life that people probably think it is.
So I was talking to my boss today, and he had a buddy that was in minor league ball, and he said he made, like, I don't know, 40 or 50 grand or something like that, but he's like, everything was paid for. It was great. I got to, you know, go on these. My food was paid for. My hotels when I was out of town were paid for. So while it's not glamorous, it's still kind of sweet. And your job is playing baseball, imagine would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I look at it this way. I played with a lot of kids who love baseball, and they might have been more talented than me. You know, it just worked out to where I got lucky and got a chance to play. I mean, I had some really good years. You know, I put some things together, and it's like, you know, it does. At sometimes you're like, wow, I really wish it'd be different. But at the same time, you're playing baseball when other kids that are my age are working a real job, you know, and it's like you're honored to be doing that.
Yeah,
and blessed, honestly, too.
Definitely no complaints about playing baseball. I would, you know, you'd play it no matter what you're getting paid, especially like you said, you know, we do get our rooms paid for and food and all that type of stuff, which is, you know, awesome. You're waking up and playing a game every day. So, you know, you can't complain about that at all.
And some organizations are different. I mean, it really depends. I mean, the Dodgers are real laid back, you know, super West Coast, you know, some people would say. I mean, no facial hair rules, really no dress code rules, nothing like that. Where you go to another organization and you can't have any facial hair, you get fined for that. You get fined for wearing that organization's gear out in public. You know, it's just whatever the how that organization runs. So. Mm-hmm.
So did you guys get a chance to, like, I don't know what the baseball draft is like. Like, did you watch it from home and kind of wait for a phone call?
We watched it together, actually. We've been friends for a really long time, so it was kind of a cool. We kind of both knew that we were going to go this year, so it was just kind of a waiting game, and it worked out pretty cool.
Yeah, they have a draft online, like on the TV.
So how did you guys find out? Like, what was the moment you knew?
Well, I got a call right before, you know, asking me if I was willing to go for, you know, in this certain round for this amount. And then you just sit back and wait for it to happen on TV.
Tell them about math class, please.
And, yeah, I did. I was sitting in math class, one that I wasn't doing too hot in. I went over to HCC, and I was sitting there about to take a test and had my phone on that day because it was draft day. Usually I wouldn't have it on, but couldn't miss a call that day. So I got a call from the Mets, walked outside. My teacher was, like, kind of barking at me as I'm walking out, but I'm, like, you know, just ignoring it. I walked out. They said, hey, you trying to be a New York Met today? And I was like, yes, sir. And then went back in my room, took my book bag, gave the teacher the peace sign, threw the test in the, test in the trash bag, and I was out of there.
It was, yeah, it was no more of this. Yeah, that's got to be an amazing, it's got to be like winning the lottery almost, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was crying. I found out, I was streaming it at work, and I was working for this god-awful attorney for a couple months, and he wasn't god-awful. He might hear this. He wasn't, his office, your office environment's god-awful. If you
there you
this
go.
On,
nice
on
job.
I thought we were keeping it PG.
I know, I'm trying so hard.
About to throw something over here.
But I was, like, bawling. Like, I already knew what was happening, but just to see his name announced and see, you know, like, it pop up at the bottom, New York Mets was official.
I was actually at Chase's house when I heard my name called.
Did you break in?
No, we live in the same neighborhood, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we live in the same neighborhood, yeah.
We try not to let them in, but...
Yeah, so, yeah, I found my way.
I was nude walking around the kitchen, yeah, and I got a phone call.
Whatever gets you the job, so... I walked in his house, and I was kind of frustrated because, you know, I was like, okay, what's going to happen? This was my senior year in college, and right when I sit down, I get a Twitter message from my buddy, and he was like, that a boy. I looked down, and I looked at the screen, and right when it said that, it said my name in the Dodgers, so... It was pretty. I was like, oh, I just got drafted. I was like, I just got, you know, it didn't kick in for a couple weeks at least. And then it's.
What was the rounds you guys got selected in?
I was in the sixth.
Yeah, I was the 26th.
Okay. How many rounds are there total? There's
42,
a lot.
40.
Wow.
40.
40.
40.
40, 42.
See, that's amazing because I wonder what the percentage is of guys that actually make it to a major league squad.
10%. Maybe, I'd say 10, yeah. 15, 20 at the most. I don't know exactly, but I'm guessing. But.
It's like 2% of college players, and then after that, it's like 1% of minor leaguers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You're just throwing out numbers, like, you know.
No, it's
like,
2%.
75,000.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Times. Yeah.
Sounded good, though.
That's one of those questions we should have prepped and got the stats right first.
Well, no, I should have. That's my duty. That's not your guys' fault. You, but, yeah, this is all my doing. So that's pretty exciting. You guys are playing ball, professional baseball, had your first season. And if you're just joining us, we are sitting down with some MLB rookies, Chase Ingram and Marcus Cresatini.
Got it right again.
Yes.
Two for
okay.
two.
One more time, and I'll have it in my head. Okay. It takes me three times. But Chase is playing for the Mets, and Marcus is playing for the Dodgers, going at it tonight in Game 5. You guys aren't playing, but you'll be watching.
I wish we were playing. That'd be real nice. We, you know, no disrespect, we wouldn't be here. That's for
yeah,
sure. We'd be in
L.A. Yeah, I'd be pissed nice. If that happened. No,
we'll come back. We'll come back.
I would understand.
We'll come back for sure.
Yeah, when you guys make it to the big leagues, you got to come back. Hopefully, I'll have a studio with nice swivel chairs and some little bit
of like
nicer
environment.
Mics.
I like
this environment.
Yeah,
more,
it's just relaxed, you know? This is nice. You
I do, too.
Picasso's on the wall.
Yeah, I like to do it from my home, number one, because I don't have to leave my house. Which is awesome, yeah. But also the sound quality isn't great in here because everything's hardwood and brick walls.
You know, you can tell a lot by a man if he's got a Three Stooges poster and it's got Curly. Curly is the original. You got to have him in there.
Shemp can beat it.
Shemp, yeah. You know, Dad always told me, "Up Shemp's on, we're changing it." You know,
I actually like Shemp. I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
lie
you
yet.
Can't dislike Shemp, but he's not.
He's
curly,
not Curly
for sure.
That's
my brother. My brother. I hope he tunes in and listens to this. He kind of reminds us. You know, we got three in my group. In our group, it's Chase, myself, and my brother. And I like to think my brother would be the curly one. Yeah, so if he's
curly.
Listening to that, he's gonna laugh at that.
He's playing ball over in Missouri.
Yeah,
now.
He's up in St. Louis. So the three of us still play ball. So
you got a brother that's in the you know system.
No,
too?
he's in college in
college.
Missouri. Yeah, St. Missouri Baptist.
Gotcha.
So yeah, he's doing good up there.
What is it about? I noticed like if you get drafted out of college, a lot of it is like smaller schools. HCC, for example. Where did you go?
I went to Missouri Baptist as well.
Okay.
I actually went to three different colleges, but that's just...
How come it's not like football, where you go, Florida State... I know Florida State people have made it, but it seems like more baseball people are drafted from smaller schools.
I mean, you see a lot of guys drafted out of bigger schools, too. But, yeah, I know what you're saying, where there's a lot more guys coming from junior colleges and stuff like that. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's no junior colleges for football.
There are some.
Not in Florida.
Not in Florida as well.
Yeah, okay.
In Florida, junior colleges produce the best players for baseball because we have an advantage of playing all year round as opposed to the guys up north. So, you know, football doesn't really matter that much when it comes to the weather. They can practice all year round, but, you know, when it comes to baseball, you know, when you're playing all year round, you get a big advantage. So I think that's why you see guys from a lot of junior colleges go in Florida, and there's no Florida junior colleges that have football. So.
Right. And not only that, but in junior college, you can go after your first year. So say, I mean, me and Chase both went to junior college. So say your first year after high school, you develop a little more, then you can get drafted. But at a four-year school, you have to wait until your junior year.
Right.
And being a kid who went to a school up in the Midwest, I can definitely – you can't practice year-round. We were in big, like, shed-type things trying to throw in there. And we're in Florida in the fall and the beginning of the spring. You get around the summer, you know, it's hot. So definitely a disadvantage. And I would say some of the kids that go from the smaller schools just – I mean, some of them just can't do the D1 classes or the, you know, the classes like that. So you go to a smaller school. You go to a smaller school where the classes are smaller. You know, you have more one-on-one with the teacher, and you work out. It works out better for you. You know.
I wonder how many kids like for left in the dust for like football that just didn't have the grades, and they would have been like a superstar athlete.
Well, I would say football would be the one. Football, or, you know, football, basketball, baseball. I mean, the grades are. You know, they watch us, especially football players, because they've had so many, you know, sanctions against them and the paper classes and all that stuff, you know, so.
Yeah. So you guys are here promoting, you're going to be doing a pitching, what do you call it? Pitching?
Lessons.
Lessons, okay.
Yeah, we're doing pitching.
I thought it had like a name, like a pitching.
No, it's just pitching lessons. I mean, we haven't, you know.
Nothing cool yet.
Nothing cool yet, yeah. We're coming up. We'll take in callers for that. Yeah. So
we have Gertrude from Minnesota on so inside jokes, right?
Yeah. But pitching lessons in the Wesley Chapel, Dade City, New Tampa area. We'll even come out to Tampa if, you know, just trying to get kids ages 10 to what, you know, 18. So just trying to give back a little bit to the community and trying to get our names out there. So like we are minor leaguers, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not raking in the big bucks.
Exactly.
Got to give some pitching lessons to
something on the side.
Buy some gold chains.
Yeah, exactly.
We had other operations planned, but my mom, who's been in law enforcement, advised against it. So
yes,
yeah.
It's probably a good idea. You got to keep your nose clean.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, you've obviously watched Kenny Powers, then, if you said that.
Yes, absolutely. One of my favorite programs of all time.
I love him.
It's
great.
It's about, I actually just rewatched the series. I have a lot of free time on my hands.
I really wish I could grow hair like that, though. I don't think I could do it.
It's terrible. Nah, you don't want that.
I just think it looks cool. It would look cool. You know, it's baseball swag is what it is.
I'm watching that.
You never watched that show?
I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
Mad at me for that.
Dude, you got to watch that show, especially.
On Netflix. What am I supposed to do?
They have it on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
I don't even know what you're saying. Amazon Prime.
We might have to steal that code over there from me.
So you guys have known each other for a long time. I've heard since you were 8 years old.
Way too long.
Yeah.
And you guys grew up in the same neighborhood, same street.
Same complex. Compton, straight out of Compton.
Right. Oh, I've heard of that place, yeah.
Yeah. We actually just made a movie. His name is Ice Cube, and I'm Eazy-E. So.
Here we are.
So you guys
Lexington Oaks and Wesley Chapel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's my little brother's age, so we were always around, you know. I was beating him up and stuff, and then high school came around and then we just all kind of, everybody wasn't that far from age, you know, where, I mean, there's a big difference between 12 and 10, you know.
Yes, so totally.
Everybody was like 15, 16, 17, 18 together. So you just grow up and have high school. We were all playing the same baseball team. So, you know, we got to hang out a lot for sure.
Where did you guys go to high school?
Wesley Chapel.
That's just the name of the high school. Didn't have its own.
Wesley Chapel High, real boring.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty boring. Booker T. Washington.
Booker T. Washington, that was you?
No.
Where'd you go?
Largo High School.
Largo, okay.
Yep. I actually
what
wanted...
What was your mascot?
It's a Packer.
Is that a hog? Is that a hog?
It is, yeah. That's it is a boar, but I think it's actually named after the orange fields where people would pick oranges in the 20s.
The pickers or packers.
Pickers,
like
and
a
then
southern
pick them and pack them.
Pick them and pack them.
It also...
That's the coolest story that we...
Pick them and pack them.
You didn't know that? I'm glad I could tell you about it. I don't even know if it's true. I didn't even look it up.
It sounded true. Very convincing.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'm good at that.
We'll run with it.
So what was so you guys came up together in high school, and then how did you get recruited out of high school? What was that like?
Coming out of high school, I actually did a little tryout over there for, you know, a bunch of junior colleges. Ended up getting a scholarship offer for HCC and went over there and – I liked it. You know, it's the middle of Tampa. We got to play actually on the Yankees complex, the spring training complex.
Oh, sure, right near the Buck Stadium there.
Yeah, so it was nice. You know, I got to live over there, and I like Tampa, so it was cool.
What about you?
Mine was a little different. I wasn't very good until probably
this
high
kid
school.
Sucked in high school.
I've always had a good arm, but I never. I just tried to throw the ball hard, and I went to the showcases, and you know, I got picked up by a travel ball team, and then I went to some tournaments, and I had some schools call me, and I just decided it would be best for me to go to the junior college route. So I went to Indian River State College for 2 years. Had a great time there. The coaches were great. Loved it. I had some pro attention from there, and I went to University of Tampa, where I played there for a year and had some more professional attention. I hadn't put it all together at that point. You know, I'm still figuring it out. So then I ended up transferring to Missouri Baptist University, where the coaches were great. I loved it. You know, it was the right fit for me, and I just put it all together and had a good year. So
when I was, a couple of years ago, I figured they had this. I went to a Clearwater Phillies game, and they had this thing where they would test your pitch speed to see how fast you could throw. Now I guesstimated from my own mind that I could probably throw a ball 55 miles an hour. These, you know, you guys are throwing it, you know, probably in the 70s, 80s, 90s. I could probably hit 55, 35 miles an hour. Wow. I threw a ball.
Well, actually, I heard the Dodgers are looking for somebody that throws 35.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Specialist relief pitcher is what we'll call you.
I'm not going to work out or anything.
You should. Special ed relief pitcher?
No, specialist.
Or special ed, either
special
one.
Special ed, you know, that's cool too.
So how fast can you guys throw a baseball? What's been your top speed there?
We're actually about the same. I usually top out around 94.
94 miles an hour?
Yeah,
holy crap.
Yeah, my top this year was 96, but I'm a little different. We pitch different. He's more of a pitcher. I'm still just figuring it out, so.
Holy moly.
Chase has got five other pitches at least, and
is humiliating to me right now because I knew I was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Well, I was really like, I hope he doesn't drop it on himself, but if he does it, we'll go with it.
I want to try. It's like going backwards.
I want to try again.
Yeah.
I want to
Well, maybe you try a different arm then.
Bring a radar gun out here.
Hey, someone's teaching lessons.
We're teaching lessons
out here. Totally get some lessons.
I want to come out. We'll bring a video.
$40 an hour.
We'll videotape it.
$800 an hour.
$800 an hour.
$800. Okay, I'm out.
Throwing 35.
I'm out.
Can I embarrass Chase for like a couple seconds?
Please do, Shannon.
So when we were little babies, this fertile baby, he's like 6'4". He's gigantic. People can't see him. I forget that during the radio show, but he's gigantic. And
I'm not a freak.
He's not a freak show. He's 6'4".
It's
mean,
good that
he's,
people
he's
can't see him, though, too, at the
right.
same
he
time.
He has an adequate body frame. Like, his height matches his
well,
frame.
Well, absolutely. He's
very
not, like,
normal.
Wide.
Look good. He's not a daddy long leg. I mean, he's not walking on his hands and feet in here.
No, but listen, he was a little baby at one point in time. And so
chubby baby.
He was a little Oh, that was another point.
With goggles.
Second point that I was going to make about you guys. But, so
I was not chubby.
When he was a little baby, he went to his, like, your checkup or something when you're a baby, and he was, like, most babies throw underhand because that's, like, how their arms are developed or whatever. This kid was throwing overhand in the doctor's office, and the doctor's like, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Well,
like,
when Chase was born, John wasn't beating it into his head.
Well, correct. Okay, so John being his father.
John is my father.
John is his father.
Side note, before we start cranking on John, and I hope he hears this, but I really do. I owe John, Chase's dad, everything. I mean, I really do, though. I mean, you can say that, but I mean, when I was 11, I started playing baseball again, and he came to me. He's like, listen, stick with it. You're going to make it. And I was like, yeah, and ever since he said that, I've done it. So,
well, John, side note. Okay,
if you're listening to this, thank you.
Yeah, so my dad, John, he played baseball over at Florida Southern College, and then after that, actually got hurt, or, you know, probably would have played some pro ball. Well, definitely would have. Ended up scouting for the Reds. And so that's where he's talking about the little pitching lessons there. He definitely, like, came in clutch there for both of us.
Yeah, for both of us and my brother.
And that's the thing is when they were in, like, Little League and these kids were little, like, John was the one taking it serious. I call him – he was my stepdad. So he was so serious about it. But, again, if it wasn't for him pushing Chase – I know there's times Chase didn't want to get up or practice or throw, and it's if it wasn't for that constant pushing and developing, like, there's no way he would have made it to where he is now.
I wonder thankfully he did that for you, but I wonder what the stance is on as far as like making your kids do stuff.
It wasn't making it, and I mean, because he's dad number two for me, you know. So it wasn't ever forced. It was just, hey, if you want to do it, I have the knowledge, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure Chase
a little push. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you never want to force your kid to do something that he, you know, if your kid doesn't, if he's crying about going to the baseball game, maybe he just shouldn't play baseball anymore. Right. But that wasn't like it with us. Yeah, we gave him a little, you know, we complain a little bit when he wakes us up early to go to the field. But once we're out on that field and we're practicing, having a good time, then, you know, it's that goes away.
There was that time brother. He locked you in the closet for like a week.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to practice, so I got grounded for a week in the closet. That's a joke. That didn't happen.
Joking. We're joking.
He came out of the closet, everybody.
But back to being pudgy. So
back to me being fat.
These okay.
Goggles
these
too. That you gotta.
Chase, when he was younger, had like the glasses with like the tint when you would go outside.
Yeah.
And they would tint.
The
and
transition
he was just,
lenses.
He was always a cool kid, but he like was kind of I mean, a little dorky, like whatever. Yeah. And I remember your brother too, Jared. He was
chunky
kinda,
monkey too.
He was
though.
Chunky monkey. I mean, like
he's
pudgy.
Jacked
like they were athletic,
now,
but like okay. So
he
it
got
was
made
actually
fun of.
Yeah,
he got made
that
fun.
Happened.
He got picked on. It was actually at one of our shows at Sly Bar, and I invited Chase, and he brought his friends, and I go downstairs and I introduce myself to Jared because I'm like, hey, who's this guy? I'm Shane, and he's like, yeah, I know.
I'm
like,
your brother.
No, he's like, my brother.
Whoa! What show are we running here?
We're from a small town, but listen here,
I got lost there.
He's writing notes over here.
No,
yeah.
Just stepbrothers, anyways, right? No big deal.
He's my half.
It's fine.
Same mom.
That's
Mama
okay.
Deuce.
That's not.
Oh
bad.
My god, that's not.
You need to cut
anyway,
that out.
What I'm trying
yeah,
to say
that's
is
that's like on par with like a second cousin or something.
Okay.
No big deal.
We'll move on.
But he's my brother, so I mean.
What'd you do with your brother? That's
nothing.
Weird.
Well, okay.
Okay.
This conversation was baseball, pitching lessons, now
lessons,
weird things that make me uncomfortable.
I went to Tennessee for a little bit, but I would never enter.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go on that story in a second. But so, yeah, these boys, they like shot up. And then my friends, because again, Chase was just the cute little brother, you know, like, oh, little brother, whatever. He's goofy. And then he gets the contacts. He, you know, becomes 6'4", whatever. And these little dimples, look at those. And all my friends are trying to holler. And I'm like, listen here. No.
And I hollered right back.
Why are you C-blocking your brother?
Because they're like cougars. And
so what?
They're not cougars. They're like 4 years older.
I mean, let your brother have some fun. Come on.
By the way, Holly's still married.
Holly, okay, he's been in love with my friend Holly, and she's married, and that's not happening. But same thing, Marcus
she'll get divorced,
and little baby Jared, yeah. They just shot 60%, up. I'm like, hey, Chase, what your friends doing? He's like, don't look
but
at
see,
Shannon.
I was never fat and chubby. I've always been
Marcus
really,
was always
really
cute.
Good looking. I've been,
I'm
you
not
know,
now he's fat and chubby.
He says that.
You know.
You're a handsome guy. I'll give it to you.
Thank you. I were great.
This guy in high school, though, I was always like, this isn't right. I'm like a cougar. It was 5 years.
Hey,
actually, you're less than 5 years.
Yeah, I'm 22.
How's this feel, Chase? You're in the middle of this weird love sandwich right
he's
now.
He's hiding a boner
he's
right
just,
now.
He's just the mayonnaise. All he is, the mayonnaise.
On
the
radio?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's PG.
Okay,
erection.
So
boner?
Speaking
sorry.
Of attractions, this is where I'm going with this next
okay,
one.
Here we go.
I went to go visit this kid in Tennessee, which again, when he first got drafted, my mom and I were going to go visit him in Port St. Lucie, and we're like, hey, let's go see him in Port St. Lucie because we felt bad and we wanted to see him before
I
he
was
went
scared out
to,
there.
It was scary.
The
so
hills
then,
have eyes.
Then, but like it was that weekend we were going to go see him. Like right after he got drafted, he left that Thursday, and so he goes to Tennessee. And it sucks. Like Chase has never been more than an hour away from me, and it was I don't know. He's like my other half. So he goes out to Tennessee, and I don't know when I'm going to see him because he was always busy with games and not coming home for a while. So then I went up to visit some family in Georgia. We went to go see him play some games in Tennessee, which those people are cray-cray.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hashtag cray-cray. And I'm like, Chase, like, what's the nightlife out here? What are we going to do? And he's like, Shannon, I'm here to tell you there's no attractive females whatsoever. No offense, Kingsport Mets. but your population is ugly. So we went to some terrible bar. It was like a biker bar. I don't even know.
Hog Wild.
Yeehaw.
And his buddy Kaz, giving him a shout out.
Kevin Kazmarski, Sterling winner of the Rookie Ball Match.
Great guy.
This year.
Great guy.
Led the whole league in average.
Well, I led him on the dance floor. We killed it.
Best Tinder messenger for sure.
Do what?
Kaz is the best guy on Tinder. That's
see
for,
a little Kevin
Kazmarski sure.
on Tinder.
Oh,
go ahead, give him a like, guys.
He's so cute. But seriously, all these females were like, they were scary.
Yeah, they were.
Hills have eyes. Like,
so what's the point of this story? I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I'm just
kind of just. Thank you for doing it.
We're talking about Pudgy, and then, I don't know. I've had a
she just, right. she just went on. Yeah, Ghost Gather, good job.
Let's bring this back to. Let me take control of my own program here. If you're just joining us, we have Chase Ingram is a pitcher for the Mets rookies, and Marcus Crescentini.
Marcus Crescentini. You know, whatever you want. M. Dizzle. It's cool.
Pitcher for the Dodgers. Now, those are both National League teams, yes. Mind you.
If you're going to ask me about hitting.
That's what I'm going to ask.
I'm going to direct a question to my buddy because I don't.
Two questions. Go ahead. Two questions about hitting. What are you going to do about hitting, number one? Number two, have you ever been hit by a pitch? Because that seems terrifying.
Okay, we'll go back and forth with this one. I'll let Chase go first.
Well, both of us were the only pitchers in probably Wesley Chapel High School history to pitch and not hit. We just didn't want to. We usually were too busy messing around when it came to the hitting time.
Scary.
Yeah, it's not ball a fan. You know, why have to practice, you know, hitting when you can just kind of lay back and watch everybody else? Mm. That's kind of our take on it. And number two, get hit by a pitch. There's only one thing you can do, and that's charge the mound.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, my hitting philosophy, I don't think it was – I didn't have the opportunity. I think I just wasn't very good. So my hitting philosophy is elevate and celebrate. So I'm taking a men's hot softball swing, lifting my leg to my shoulder, dropping the hands, and trying to hit a home run every time.
I'm sure your coach loves that.
That's why I didn't hit.
But what do you do now? I mean, now you have to learn how to do that, right?
I mean, I'm a relief pitcher. Bunt. So
that's
bunt.
What we do.
Yeah.
Guy on base, you bunt, and if there's nobody on base, you know.
Try to pull something, mm-hmm. a miracle here.
Bunting. That's the way to go. Isn't there a pitcher that maybe it was a couple years ago that you would hit?
Well, there's a lot of pitchers that are, I mean, they were dual athletes where they played center field and pitched. You know, mm-hmm. me and Chase, we pitched. So, I mean, not that we couldn't pitch. We were just joking around. I mean, we both hit well in high school and we got the chances. But it's just we looked at it like, okay, what's our future going to be? And is it going to be pitching? I mean, what happens if, you know, someone nails me in the hand with a fastball? Then I'm, you know, then there goes everything I work for. So you just got to be smart about it, too. So
it was more of we knew we were probably not going to end up a position player. We're not going to try to hurt ourselves on the bases.
It seems like pitchers would be better hitters only because you kind of would think you would know what to look for. I know it's a different perspective and a different angle, but you're throwing the balls. It seems like you could kind of put – I don't get why pitchers are notoriously bad hitters because – and I don't know what I'm talking about.
And you would think that, and the funny part is you would also think that, all right, if there's a pitcher would be the best hitter, then who would be the second best hitter? That would be catchers, right, because they call the games.
Yes.
But the worst two hitters on the team are the pitcher and the catcher.
Why do you think that is, though?
I think that's mostly just because, like, throughout your whole life, when you're a pitcher, you're going to be concentrated on pitching. And if you're a catcher, they want you to concentrate on catching because that's more important to the game. So you just get less reps, less practice, less – you're not thinking about it in your mind as much as hitters are, where that's all they got to worry about.
Well, catchers also have bullpens. You know, pitchers will be throwing their bullpens, and it's like, all right, catchers throw. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're in the last group, and you have 8 swings when everybody else has had 3 rounds of 10. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Get it in, get your work in, and go. Then go hit off it. You can only hit off a tee so much, and then it's – and not only that, but I think the mental aspect of – everybody pitches different. You know, Chase is a different pitcher than I am. You go up to bat, you're like, okay, so this is what I would do when I'm going to – if I was pitching. You know, that's what a lot of people will think that. So it's like, for me, I'm thinking fastball every pitch where somebody – you never know what they could throw at you. You know?
So when you say you're different pitchers, that means you throw different pitches. You got special things that you're good at better than others.
Well, I mean, for me, like coming up as when I was young until, I mean, when I was in high school, I mean, I threw decently hard enough to get it by people, but I had to kind of, you know, I had to throw a changeup and a good changeup and hit my spots, meaning like hit, you know, throw the ball where I want to throw it here and then have a good curveball. And I kind of had to learn to pitch. And then as I got older, I started throwing harder, and that's what I was able to get drafted. And this guy over here, just in high school, you know, just threw it harder than everybody else.
I was the complete opposite. I mean, in high school and when I was young, I had a good arm. So, I mean, it started from when I first started playing. We played long toss, and I would hate when kids could throw the ball further than me. So what did I do? I just made it to where I would out-throw them. So eventually I got to high school, and all I cared about was throwing hard. So that's all I worked at. So every time I'd go out there and pitch, just number one, throw the ball hard. Don't worry about anything else. So now I have the number one that's hard. Now I'm trying to learn everything else. So I'm the complete opposite of what Chase is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we throw the same speed now, but he's learned things that I'm trying to learn, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of – we're at the same point, but it's kind of just taking different paths, you know?
Right.
But we throw different. I mean, he's got three solid pitches. I have two, you know? I throw a lot of fastballs, and I throw a good changeup. But I'm also a one-inning relief pitcher, when he's a starting pitcher.
That's a sweet job, man.
I love it. I love it. I mean, and I'm the type of guy who can throw three games, four games in a week.
Right.
You know, where some guys throw five throws and they're like, okay, I'm done for 40.
You're throwing one inning, I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Some guys can, you know.
Chase, are you a starter then? Are you a starting pitcher?
Oh, I've always been a starting pitcher, but actually, when I was in Tennessee this year, I was a reliever only because we, you know, the draft is right after the college season, and I led all of like junior college in the amount of innings thrown. So just for like a healthy, you know,
what did you win this year? You did something statewide. Well,
I got, yeah. I mean, I was like, you know, Florida Pitcher of the Year, got All American, and all of that. But like
all that, no big deal.
And the thing is like, so they want to take it easy on me, basically, what I'm getting to is I had like a 30-inning pitch limit, so I had to relieve because starting, I mean.
Well, would you have 145 innings in college?
Yeah, well, 105 innings. Still a lot. So yeah. They had to, you know, first year, they just want to take it easy. So this is my first year relieving, so I liked it, but definitely like starting more. So, because he's used to relieving, I'm not.
So, what's the? Do you guys start up a new season here pretty soon? Isn't
end of February?
End of February.
Spring training.
Yeah. So spring training. So I'll go to Arizona, and he'll go to.
So you get to. You actually going to go to the regular spring?
Yeah.
Training?
Every Dodger player gets to go to the spring training, and that's where you try to make an affiliate. So I'm going to try to make Rancho Cucamonga, which is our high A. So that's what I'm going to shoot for. I mean, we also have a low A, which is in Michigan. Or I could go back to Utah. But, you know, I'm just happy to be playing, but I'm going to work towards making that high A roster.
Totally, totally.
So,
what about you?
Well, I was in Kingsport last year, so...
do you get to go to the spring training?
Yeah, too? Yeah. Everyone...
Is that weird? Like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, like, you're seeing all these guys that, you know, you look up to and...
That have $200 million, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, totally. Like, how do you... I'd be like, oh.
It's cool because you look at a lot of guys and you watch them play and you're like... I mean, you know, like they're a little bit older, more experienced, but you see that you have the potential to easily be there. Guys you've played with that are just as good, and it's almost a matter of what they need at a certain time. And if, you know, you're just that certain age, you know, because there's not much difference. You know, everyone's been drafted. Everyone's got pro potential. It's, you know, mostly like...
All wearing gold chains around their neck.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a thing. I looked on their photos, and every single one of them...
You gotta swag it out with the chain. You have to.
That's the first thing.
Especially a pitcher. You know, you don't get fancy cleats, cool batting gloves, a bat,
gotta have
sweet
some
helmet.
Flair.
You can't have a sleeve. You go swag. Out there, everybody's got their own swag, you know?
I hear you. I'm with you. So we're about ready to wrap it up already.
Cool.
Tell me more about this pitching lessons that you're giving out. Where they're going to be, when, how to find you, all that stuff.
Well, we're actually trying to get a Facebook page started, but...
Shanna, get them a Facebook page, for God's sake.
She's our publisher.
I do marketing with us.
And everything. I mean,
she's slacking hardcore.
What are we paying her for?
You never asked for a Facebook page until now.
All right.
That's 100% not true anyway, but yeah, we're just giving out pitching lessons from, you know, anywhere 10 to 18. You know, we got our numbers that are, I guess I could give you the number.
Well, whatever number you want people to call you on, give out.
Okay, well, my number, which is 813-997-7357.
Hear that, ladies?
And that's where it is.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing that. Definitely.
Well, it's on there.
But, yeah, so the pitching lessons
email.
Are...
Is there an email?
Email, yeah. You can email me, mcrest37, C-R-E-S-T, 37, @gmail.com.
He takes pictures.
I take pictures. I also take PayPal. So, but yeah, it's $40 an hour. Three sessions for $100. We do team rates for $100 for your team, and sessions are for an hour. So just hit us up. And
I like Pasco, Wesley Chapel, Pasco, Wesley Tampa, Chapel, St. Tampa. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you got anything else, send it to me. I'll plug it for you. You guys got Twitters or anything that you want to give
Not
out?
Not official Twitters, no.
Okay, good. You shouldn't have them. You don't need them. Thank you guys for coming in. I certainly appreciate it. I will talk to everyone else next week. Check out facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast, hmbradio.com, radiosaintpete.com. I don't know what Radio St. Pete's Facebook is. Facebook, just search Radio St. Pete. I have a Twitter, home_made_man. Same thing for Instagram. Open mic. 1027 at Sly Bar. Come tell some jokes. Shannon, thank you for coming in. It was nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
All right. I'll talk to you all next week. Have a good one. See you later.